Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Attention all freestyle freaks, I cannot wait to see you.
Freestyle Feast 2023, Saturday, July 29th. Doors open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6, featuring live performances by TKA. The most beautiful
sound I ever heard. Judy Torres.
Will you love me? 'Cause I love you all the time.
The Cover Girl. Lizette Melendez, who will also be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Brenda K. Starr, Rob Bass, Coro, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, Cynthia, C-Bank, Raquel, and Joe Zangi. The show is hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy with music by Impact, White Boy KYS, and Blazer One. Get your tickets now by going to Ticketmaster.com or calling 914-725-0011. It all goes down at the Catholic Health Amphitheater at Bald Hill, Saturday, July 29th, Freestyle Feast 2023.
Presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Madison Gattulo, Miss Richmond County 2023, and you are listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. For those of you tuning in for the first time, thank you and welcome to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. This podcast was formed originally because I noticed that as a professional performer, the majority of my emails that I was receiving from fans were asking me for advice. And so I decided, this is interesting. From there, I decided to take courses and I got my certification as a master life coach. And since then, I've decided to start a podcast. This podcast is intended to help people have the best life possible so they can live a beautiful life. I'm so excited to be back. Yes, we were gone for a little while, but you know, let me tell you, this sometimes in life, you just have to take a break. And I noticed that the producer, Vinny Madunia, was doing really great things with his career. And when I see someone flying, I let them fly. I'd never hold the bird in a cage. Go fly, my friend. So he's been flying, but we're back. And in the meantime, you know, I was readjusting to my new life as a newly single woman again and really just looking to find my bearings. And so I found them. So we are now back. And I'm very excited for this very first episode of the fourth season. Wow, we got four seasons.
I know, it's crazy. And let me tell you, I feel like I'm in like a palatial suite, man. I'm like overlooking this beautiful view. I mean, like, Judy lives in a resort, people.
I don't live in a resort, but I'm loving my place. I love the space. The space is very open and it's inviting. Creatively, I think it invites creatively.
Right. And in the time that you were on a little bit of a hiatus, I mean, somebody finally realized that you really are the Puerto Rican Wonder Woman. Let's talk a little bit about your amazing experience as the madrina, right? The godmother of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Congratulations. What an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. You know, 30 years I was given that honor, but 30 years ago, it was different. So 30 years ago, they gave me the sash and I marched in the parade and I waved. This year, I was able to do Tiempo on ABC with Joe Torres. I got to meet David Navarro on ABC because I'm an ABC fan. And I got to get interviewed by them and Sonny Hostin of The View. And it was just remarkable. But I remember when I first sat on the car and we were getting ready to turn on Fifth Avenue, I just lost it. I burst into tears and I just kept thinking, what a phenomenal life God has given me. I've just been so blessed and I just couldn't believe that I was about to do that. And so I went, we did Fifth Avenue. And then when they took me off the car so that I can do the ABC interview, I broke down again because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe these people who I've been watching for years. You know, it was just, the whole experience was very validating. It felt like after 35 years, someone finally noticed, you know, because you work so hard. And thanks to social media, you kind of know how people feel about you. But it was a huge, just a huge acknowledgement from the Puerto Rican community that I matter. And that meant the world to me.
Well, you've been a representation for so many years and a queen, so to say, right? And speaking of queens, today's topic is a great one. And well, we have a local queen that's going to be joining you. And it's about a great topic. And I know it's a topic that's very near and dear to you.
I have so much in common with this young woman. And I'm really, really proud of all the things that she's achieved at such a young age. 23 years old, and she's making amazing progress in not just in the industry, but she's inspiring young women all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today is Madison Gattulo of Staten Island, New York. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Judy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Very excited to talk to you. Why don't you give everyone a background about who you are and what you've done so far?
Of course. So my name is Madison and I'm 23 years old. I'm from Staten Island, New York, and I'm the current Miss Richmond County under the Miss America organization.
Wait, what? You are the Miss Richmond County?
I am. Yes, that is my title for the 2023 year under the Miss America organization.
That's fantastic.
I've been so blessed.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a true blessing this year to be able to impact my community on such a larger scale.
Let me explain. Now, on stage, I have a saying. I use it almost at every show. I say, I may be chunky, but I'm funky. So Madison has that in common with me. Does that sound right to you?
Okay. Absolutely.
How does a young woman like you decide, I'm going for Miss America pageant. I want to compete for Miss New York?
Honestly, I've been performing for so many years in community theater, more on the musical theater side, and it kind of just seemed like the next natural path for me to explore within the entertainment industry. So I saw a few girls, in my community that had held titles before and competed, and they really were trying to convince me, like, come on, you would love it. It's going to be so much fun. So I went in with, you know, an open heart, open mind, not really expecting to win anything on my first try, and I won, which was, it's been a real blessing, to say the least.
As far as I know, I've never heard of anyone plus size competing. So there has to be something inside of you that says, I can do it. So what is that conversation in your head that says, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I don't care if the other ladies don't look like me. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, I think as a kid, I didn't really have anyone that looked like me on TV, you know, or in the spotlight. The closest thing that I could think of someone, you know, that even resembled just my body shape was Kim Kardashian as a kid, because, you know, she's curvy, she's brunette. And I looked at her and her family as someone who was a little bit similar to what I looked like. And other than them, nobody within, you know, singing or within theater that really looked like me. So I bring that to the table when I want to explore a new aspect of my career or a new aspect of just my hobbies, because I think that everyone should be able to be involved. There's no reason why you or me or someone else that looks like you or me shouldn't be able to feel included and feel like they could rule the world too. So I bring that perspective to the table where there might not have been as much of that perspective before, if any. So I bring those values of inclusivity and accessibility and acceptance to all of the girls who compete, the ones that look like me and the ones that don't. So they understand too.
Let's talk about acceptance. You used the word acceptance. I like that. What is it that when you are competing, when you did compete for Miss Richmond County, what are you hoping to accomplish as far as the intention that you'd like other women to know?
My community service initiative with the Miss America organization is advocating for arts, accessibility, and inclusivity, which has been a really big part of my life in general, you know, trying to break the barriers and prove that I have the vocals to sing the ingenue role, but why is it that they only, you know, cast someone who's a size two? So for me, I bring that value with me wherever I go. And it just seems like when I was trying to figure out what I wanted my initiative to be, that kind of fell in my lap because it's something that I deal with on an everyday basis. Mm. And my year as Miss Richmond County has just been a reflection of that, you know, mm-hmm. trying to not only prove to people that we are just as important and just as incredible as the other women can be, but also to be able to impact the younger generation on a larger scale has been really full circle for me. Because as I mentioned before, not having someone to look at who looked like me in the industry that I wanted to conquer, I had trouble not, you know, not seeing anyone that had a similar shape to me or had, you know, buying the same clothes that I wanted to buy. Mm-hmm. And I love to be that person for the younger generation. I go to the parades, I go to all the, you know, the community events, and the little girls are looking at me that look like me, and they're, you know, their eyes are beaming, they're smiling, they're so excited because they don't see someone that looks like me. So I think that it just has an impact on such a larger scale, and I'm so proud of my work with that, and I'm so excited to continue that within my last few months as Miss Richmond County too.
I really think that I know that you're making a difference. And I think that's awesome. When you were a little girl, for example, did you ever get bullied about your size?
When I was in school, it definitely wasn't a situation where I felt like people were bullying me to my face. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, just those thoughts of people saying, oh, well, if you lost the weight, you could play this role. Or if you were skinnier, you fit into the costume. So it was more comments like that, that weren't necessarily, you know, wasn't necessarily like bullying straight to my face, but it was more things like that that I heard. Mm-hmm. And then there was a part of me that was like, okay, maybe I can, you know, maybe I can just lose the weight. Maybe I can be thin and I can mm-hmm. just melt into this view that they want me to look like. And then I kind of just woke up one day and was like, no, I don't have to do that.
Right.
If I want to lose weight because it makes me feel better and it makes me feel like a better version of myself, then fine. But that would not be the reason why, you know, like I spent so many years with that obstacle, just thinking about it in my mind. And I came to this conclusion that I'm just going to be me. And if they don't like who I am because of my size, then they're missing out because there's so much more to me than what I look like.
Right? That's right. You tell them, yes, I'm loving you. Yes, Madison. You know, we have something similar in common. You know, when I first started in this business, I was only 17. And they tried to do two different things to me immediately. The first thing they tried to do was change my name. The first thing they said was, you know, if you have a Hispanic last name, you won't get your song on the radio. Now, today, you hear Spanish names on the radio all the time. But back then, it wasn't popular, you know? The second thing they tried to do was that they told me, literally, no label will sign you as long as you're looking like that. My manager said that to me, who I adore, may he rest in peace. But he said that to me. And, you know, I didn't have the confidence that you have, apparently. We're going to talk about that, too, because I definitely want to find out where this confidence comes from. It's actually beautiful that, you know, that you are so confident at such a young age, because it took me a long time to get it. You know, the reason I just hung in there was because I wanted to be a singer so badly. I was so hungry for it that I just didn't care. But people made fun of me. People threw things at me. They used to chant go gorda in Spanish, which means, you know, go fat. So, I mean, I went through a lot. And then finally, one day I got really upset. I was on stage at the Palladium. And I said, I may be chunky, but I'm funky. Like, leave me alone. And after that, everybody stopped, you know. But it took a long time for me to have this confidence. So where does your quiet confidence, I'm going to call it quiet confidence because you're not arrogant about it. Where does this quiet confidence come from?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. Like I mentioned before, when I woke up one day and said, you know, I'm going to compete in the competition, it kind of came to me that way. You know, I was at the heaviest point that I had been, which was due to some allergies that I just became aware of, so gluten and dairy. And unfortunately, you know, I was feeling a little icky about my body image. And I just woke up one day and I guess it all made sense. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to be me. And if they don't like me, and that's the same mentality. I go into every interview for the competition, you know, every difficult meeting or something that I have, I take that same mantra with me. Is it either they like me or they don't like me, but I'm going to make sure that if they don't like me, it's not because of what I look like. So I try my hardest to show everyone else that we are equal and that we don't have to prove ourselves by trying to wear clothing that we don't want to wear, or clothing that, you know, is not our size, trying to wear, you know, a smaller garment and proving mm-hmm. that the number means something. The number means nothing. Mm-hmm. The confidence really came from nowhere, to be honest. It really came from nowhere. I can't tell you where it came from. I'm just grateful to have it now.
Well, I'm grateful you have it too. Who would you say inspires you?
On a local level, I'd say someone that inspires me is my mom and my sister. You know, I love them both so much. And my sister and I are a little bit of opposites. My sister's a tough cookie and I'm more sensitive. And, you know, I really admire her strength and her perseverance and everything that she does. And I take those values with me as well when I'm trying to, you know, trying to win something or trying to conquer the next step in whatever I'm doing. And I'd say more on a celebrity level, obviously you inspire me a lot.
Aww,
I really love
you.
To watch Aww. You perform.
Oh, I didn't know
seriously
that.
Though seriously and I'd say someone else right now that really inspires me is Selena. May she rest in peace, but mm-hmm. I love Selena, and I have recently started listening to more of her music, so she inspires me a lot because similarly to what you said, you know, people told her that she couldn't sing and, you know, release a track in English, mm-hmm. and she broke those barriers. So whenever I'm trying to be fierce and I'm trying to break a barrier and do something epic, I think of Selena in those moments because she really broke a lot of barriers as well.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm like, wow, she's amazing. That's why I'm going, that's amazing. Cause I hate when people interview people and they go, that's great. That's wonderful. That's amazing. But I'm seriously sitting here going, that's amazing. You really exude a beautiful, graceful confidence about yourself that many people don't have. And you're so young. So it makes me think like, wow, if this is who you are at 23, watch out world, wait till she's 30, wait till she's 40. She's not playing. What would you say is the best piece of advice you've been ever given?
Something as simple as just an encouraging moment with one of my mentors, Miss Diane Zarega, is something that sticks with me. You know, going into college auditions, which were years ago, but it's something that, you know, stuck with me. She told me to just go in there and show them who I am. And something as simple as that has stuck with me. And I think about that. I think about that when I go on an audition, you know, when I was in college auditioning for the shows at school, and I went to SUNY New Paltz, which was an amazing school. I had such a great experience there. And the professors that I worked with in the theater department specifically, really, you know, they were so accepting and they were so inclusive. And that was so appreciated on my part. And I'm sure on some other students' part too, if not all of them, because it's those people that really, you know, that really have an impact on your life. And it's, I'm friends with them on Facebook now, you know, and I look back on it and I'm like, wow, I was so lucky to have so many people in my life and that I still talk to that have given me inspiring words. So something as simple as, you know, one of my mentors saying a little quick line to me before an audition, or a post-it on an essay from a teacher that said, you know, you are valued. Those kinds of things really, really, really stick with me.
Those things matter so much. People don't realize the power that words have. And if we can all have even one mentor, one cheerleader on our side saying, you got this, or I know you can do it. I believe in you, because sometimes you don't believe in yourself and you just need that. I think that's wonderful. And that's a perfect example of why we need that. What would you say is the worst advice you've ever been given?
Wow. I guess going off of body image, I don't know if this would be considered advice, but, you know, people telling me, you know, if you lose the weight, you'll do it. If you, you know, if you shrink yourself, you'll be, you know, a model, or you'll be a singer, or you'll be an actress. And it didn't come from one specific person, just, you know, chatter. And that's something I, for a while, that got to me, you know, that really, really got to me. I was always playing the funny roles or the alto role,
or the best friend.
Yeah, but you know, I find myself still to this day sometimes having to prove my talent to people just so that they can look past what I, you know, what I look like. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we live in a world where we still have to do that. I'm constantly being like, I'm a soprano, I sing opera, you know, may not think so, but I do. So I'm constantly trying to prove myself to people. And I think, unfortunately, that mentality comes from hearing those little comments from people, you know, if you do this, you'll get it. If you do that, you'll get it. And we just want to be ourselves, you know?
Yeah. I had a guy that I had a crush on many, many years ago. I'll never forget it. He said, if you lose 20 pounds, I'll take you out. And I was like, what? Goodness. But, you know, you said something very profound a few minutes ago. You said something along the line of, I'm not going to shrink myself. That stood out to me. Just listen to that. Shrink myself. I will not shrink myself, because that's what they want you to do. So I think you go ahead and you be as large and in charge as you want to be. You know what I mean? So let me ask you a question, Madison. So what's next for you? Once your dream comes true, you got to dream a bigger dream.
Yeah, of course. I definitely have a lot of goals and dreams that I'm trying to accomplish right now. So I have until November as Miss Richmond County, which, like I said, has been the best experience. It has been such a journey so far. And I love the Miss America organization. This was my first experience working with them. So I hope that I'll be so blessed to hold another title either next year or in the future. I'm able to compete until I'm 28. So that's definitely on the horizon for me.
Yeah, I will definitely be looking out for you. I can't wait. You. I cannot. You know what? If anyone's going to win Miss America, it could be you.
I hope
absolutely
so.
Believe that could be you. And I'd be really, like, really I interviewed so her on the podcast.
I hope so one day. So that is a long-term goal for me, is to keep competing and keep, you know, spreading my initiative as much as I can on the largest scale that I can. So that's there. I've also working on a couple of children's books, which has been a really fun journey
for me
about my nephew. So, those are social stories for, you know, that are about my nephew.
And have you already written them?
I wrote the script to them. I'm working on the illustrations and doing like the final touches on that. So I'm super excited to release those probably within the next year.
So you're writing about your nephew. Why?
Yeah, so my nephew Hudson is going to be 3 in September. He's a Virgo like me. So we have very creative minds. And watching my nephew grow up has been really gratifying. He had a little bit of a delay with speech, and he was getting all of these early intervention services, you know, speech, PT, OT, all of that. And it really helped him in a type of way that I couldn't even describe. You know, I walk through the door and he says, hi, Auntie. And he has this big smile on his face when he sees me, but he inspires me to no end. He learns a little bit differently. You know, he learns a little bit differently than I do, which was a big driving force in my initiative for the Miss America organization, because he may view things a little bit differently than I do. And for me, I want to learn about how he's learning. And I'm fascinated with watching my 3-year-old nephew just learn in a different way. So he has been a big driving force for that, in the accessibility and inclusivity of children who have disabilities or children who are overcoming an obstacle within the arts, specifically to make sure that those programs are not only accessible to them in a monetary way, you know, making sure kids in low-income communities have access to that programming, but also making sure that the programming is accessible to students who learn differently. So that's been a big driving force for me with all of the work that I do. And I really believe that God works in really mysterious ways. And
amen.
I was very close with my grandfather, who passed in 2017. And I think that he sent Hudson to me. Aww. So.
Oh, yeah. Don't make me cry. There's no reason to cry.
Yeah, sorry.
I get it. I'll tell you a story. My niece is named Janice. And many years ago, I read a book called The Woman with Substance. And there was a character named Janice. And I wrote it down in a book, in a notebook. And I said, if I ever have children, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Janice. And I closed the book and I never told a soul. Fast forward years later, my younger sister gets pregnant. And we're at Christmas, we're all together. And she says, I have an announcement to make. She's like, I don't have any money to give you presents, but I do have a gift. So we're like, okay, I'm going to have a daughter. We're like, oh my God, that's amazing. She goes, and we know we're going to name her. And I'm like, what? She says, I swear. She goes, Janice.
Oh.
I said, no way. And so she and I have a very, very special relationship. So yeah, I tell her all the time, Titi loves you because Titi knew you were coming. You know, it's just,
I love that story.
I get it. I get it. Believe me, I get it.
Yes.
So you and I both love musical theater. So here's a tough
Absolutely.
Question. Funny girl, do you prefer Barbara Streisand or Lea Michele?
Okay.
This is going to determine if we're friends or not. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So I grew up watching Glee. I will say I did mm-hmm. watch Glee, and I watched specifically when Lea Michele was playing, you know, in Funny Girl on Glee, you know, the show within the show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I did admire her, you know, being the theater girl. But I will say Barbara's the original. She's the original. So I have to go with Barbara in my heart, although I do love Lea Michele as well. I hope we can be friends.
I absolutely agree. We are now friends. Because I went to see her, but she wasn't. I went to see Funny Girl, but Lea Michele wasn't there. Her understudy was there, who did a really beautiful job too.
She's awesome.
And I have listened to the whole soundtrack with Lea Michele. I think she makes some interesting choices that are unique that I like. And I do love her. When I watched Glee too, I loved her. You know, I couldn't wait to hear her sing. So I do love her. I'm a big fan of hers. But I feel like when it comes to Don't Rain on My Parade, like nobody sings it like Barbara. Nobody. She
it's
has
Barbara.
That
it's
tough,
her. It's her song.
That tough, like, don't you dare try to tell me what to do or how to act.
100% I agree with you.
Do you want to sing it? I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. Do you know the song?
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Yes! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Madison Catullo, girl, you rock. You have a fan in me. As soon as we finish this, I'm going to follow you. Please let everyone know where they can follow you on social media and any links or anything that you want people to know about where they can reach you, find out more about you.
Sure. So you can follow me on Instagram at Madison Gattullo. So it's MadisonGattullo. And then at Miss Richmond County 23NY is my title holder page. And on my YouTube as my name as well. So I'm on my vlogging journey right now on YouTube.
Yes, Madison. Well, listen, do not ever shrink yourself. I know you won't. I know you won't. Keep living large. Keep living your dreams. And like I said, you have a fan in me. God bless you. Thank you for
coming. Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much.
Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres.
And the summer in a big way at the Coney Island Amphitheater presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York and Fever Records. Live Nation gives you Freestyle Beach House White Party happening Saturday, September 2nd, 2023. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7, featuring live performances by TKA and K7.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
George Lamont.
What is that leave?
Judy Torres. Receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, Seabag, Lime, Sammy Zone, celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy, presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg, New York. White attire is encouraged, but not required. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or for more info, call 914-725-0011. End the summer in a big way, the Freestyle Beach House White Party at the Coney Island Amphitheater.
Attention all freestyle freaks. Freestyle lives forever.
Judy, great conversation. Nothing less than what I expected. And I feel like you and Madison, you changed lives today with that one.
Man, let me tell you, I am so inspired by her. And I'm really inspired at the fact that she feels this way at such a young age. So I know she's going to be doing amazing, amazing things. I want to thank Madison Gattullo one more time. She is Miss Richmond County of Staten Island for the Miss America organization. And we are so proud of her.
Yeah, so many people think that these like local pageant girls or quote unquote beauty queens, as they call them, it's like literally what you see in the movie, like Miss Congeniality. Like they don't do much. They do the wave. They wear a sash. But I can tell you from being a Staten Islander, this girl's out in the community, A lot of the stuff, not for any monetary gain, doing a lot of philanthropy work, going into schools and talking to kids, self-funded a scholarship in honor of her grandfather this year for a high school senior that was graduating that's having some financial difficulty.
That's fantastic.
It was a student from my high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that she's a rock star, and I think that she is just on a mission to do great things, and you know, her platform's incredible. So it was just a perfect way to pair her up with you today.
I concur. I agree with you totally. And I think little girls everywhere are going to feel much better when they hear from her.
Well, I know there's one standing by that we don't know how she's feeling, but in any event, here she is.
Poochie.
Ay, pero Judy, why?
But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
Oh my God, yo, Judy, Madison was like, listen, she was amazing, all right? Because like, just like me, she's chunky but funky, and she likes herself. And yo, she's so stupid young. Yo, I don't understand, because she loves herself. It took me 40 years to love myself. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Poochie, you're really trying to tell us you're only 40 years old?
No, I'm just saying it took me 40 years to accept it.
Poochie, I think I'm glad that you approve of Madison. I think Madison is an amazing role model for especially the young generation out there.
I have a question for you, right? I want to know, but why is it, right, that if the men out there be saying that they like their women thick, right, how come I'm still single? That's what I want to know. I mean, I got it in all the right places. I got the chichos, I got the rolls, I got the love handle so they could grab me and love me and hug me, but they don't.
Judy?
Well, Poochie, you know, we love you here. We love you, right? You know, this is coming from a place of love.
All right, go ahead. Go. What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it's how you look. I think it's kind of your attitude.
What attitude? I'm not, what are you talking about? What attitude? I don't got no attitude. What are you talking? That's everybody else. I ain't got no attitude. Listen, you got a problem, right?
Obviously, I can't get through to her. She's hard-headed.
Hard-headed? I ain't no hard. What are you talking about? Cabeza dura. So what?
Maybe you can listen back to this later and see what Judy's trying to suggest.
If I'm listening, I'm not seeing nothing. I'm listening with my ears. I don't listen with my eyes.
You're absolutely right. This is your world and we live in it. Judy?
There's nothing to say because, like you said, cabeza dura, which means a hard head. That's what you are.
It's not that I'm like stubborn, all right? It's that I got a hard head, yo, you know? It's because you got to be strong in this world. You can't be putting up with people's stuff. You just got to know who you are, you know? I love myself, and if they don't love me, that's their problem. I'm just saying. But Vinny loves me, right, Vinny? You love me?
Absolutely. I feel like I need a life coach myself after listening to this.
Judy,
you got a lot of great performances coming up. There's a lot of freestyle freaks in the area. Why don't you share with them two opportunities in the tri-state that they could definitely catch a great time?
Absolutely. Presented by Brian Rosenberg New York and Fever Entertainment, Saturday, July 29th, showtime at 6 p.m. at the Catholic Health Amphitheater at Bald Hill, New York. Featuring the Cover Girls, Lizette Melendez, Sapphire, my girl Brenda K. Starr, It Takes Two, Mr. Rob Bass, Coro, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, C-Bank, Raquel, Joe Zangi, TKA, and myself.
That's a great, great, great show. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or you can call 914-725-0011. Freestyle Feast 2023 at the Catholic Health Amphitheater at Bald Hill. Get your tickets now. And then you got another one coming up in Coney Island. Great way to end the summer, right? Tell us a little bit about that one.
Oh, I look forward to this one every single year. This one, it is the Freestyle Beach House White Party, Saturday, September 2nd at the Coney Island Amphitheater. This show is a must-see. TKA, George Lamont, Suave receiving his Lifetime Achievement Award. Yay!
Well deserved.
Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, C-Bank, Lime, Sammy Zone, and myself, and we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7 performing. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sala Botello and Speedy, presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg, New York.
Super exciting. Get your tickets. Go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets or call 914-725-0011. Event date and time are subject to change. Tickets are subject to applicable service charges as well. You can also head over to Facebook.com/Fever Records for all details. Two great opportunities this summer. Freestyle. It lives, baby.
Forever.
Yes.
Great episode back, my friend. I think it's the first of many great episodes on a new and exciting season with a new and exciting, beautiful life that you're living.
Yes. And I'm so excited. We finally got our first sponsor. Yay! That means we're going places. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. I truly recognize that you're taking time out of your busy day to listen to this. So I thank you so much. Please subscribe and follow. You can also follow me on social media at Judy Torres Music. You can listen to this podcast anywhere that you listen to any of your podcasts. I thank you so much for tuning in. May you have the beautiful life that you deserve. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.